"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're again repeating one of the top stories. Jerry Lee Lewis is alive. As far as we know, it was reported a few hours ago that he had passed away. Thanks, TMZ. They have retracted the statement, and we understand from his publicist he's somewhere in Tennessee. 87 years old. It's one of those things.
Not dead.
The final keyword of the day is about 15 minutes away. Listen for what that word is. Then listen for the incomparable John Cobell to give you directions as to how you could win some money, right? Mm-hmm. You have them ready? Okay.
Yep.
Standing by. We're going to talk now about the LA City Council briefly, this part. They met, a couple of dozen protesters showed up, screamed and yelled, blocked the aisles. Paul Krikorian, the president, was threatening to remove them. The police stood there. It didn't happen. John liked the fact that the council members now are wearing headphones so they can hear each other and ignore the yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not a problem.
They voted to censor. Yeah. Three council members who have been under fire now for weeks. It's so, Kevin DeLeon, Gil Cedillo, and Nuri Martinez. But, why would they censor her? She's already gone.
I don't understand the point of censure. I don't get it.
It's their on-the-record disapproval of their behavior.
Who cares what they think? Did you see this new crackpot? Curran Price, he's now the second in command.
Yeah,
he'll be the president.
A lot was made out of that yesterday, too.
He really did have two wives at the same time. I read an article on it that Daniel Guss had written a few years ago. He really did.
But that wasn't a polygamy thing, was it? One of those things where he didn't follow through divorcing the first wife or something?
Right. It wasn't some weird religious cult. He just had a wife, never divorced her, and then got a second wife.
Yeah, couldn't be bothered. Well, maybe she was being difficult about it.
Well, I heard him in Deborah's News, though. It was obnoxiously lecturing everybody.
About morals?
About, you know, the terrible racism on the tapes and, you know, everything else. And it's like, buddy, sit down.
It's almost time to leave this story.
It is. It definitely is. But
except for this part. This part is about how much Kevin DeLeon wants to hang on to that council seat. And it's all about the money.
That's right. That was the first reaction I had. When he didn't resign right away, I said, well, let me look up what he makes.
Did quite a story today. In 2021, LA City Council members took home roughly $218,000 in pay. They got their information for the California State Controller's Office. There's more than just their base salaries. As city employees, they get about $66,000 a year towards their pensions.
Holy crap. That is a tremendous amount of money. Be thrown in the pension every year?
Every year. So if you hang in there for 10, 12 years.
Wow.
Sizable.
Wow. Plus,
it's approaching $1 million.
Yes. And then and then all the return on investment.
They get a car as well as meal and travel expenses.
A car? I didn't know they got a car.
Oh, yeah. I think Daniel Guss did something about Nuri Martinez's
car.
They get she was
cars,
returning her car or something.
And then they get meal and travel expenses. Do you know their base salary is $70,000 higher than San Francisco, New York? They get more money than the governor does in a base salary.
There's only 15 of them. They have more people to look after.
Oh, my goodness.
It's $35,000 a year more than Newsom's pay.
This is hysterical. Oh, they should resign immediately. Why? Why would you do that?
They don't want to give this up. If De Leon manages to, serve the rest of his 2 years of his term, taxpayers will pay him $568,000 in combined salary and pension.
Yep.
That's what's at stake, over $500,000.
Okay. So which one of you would quit?
And as you like to say, what else is he going to do if he resigns?
Well, what else is he going to do?
Right now, he's too hot. Nobody would take him, not even a PR firm, right, which I joked about the other day.
No, at these prices? I mean, I'm sure you get a job as, stuffing grocery bags. I mean, apart from those.
Oh, yeah, but not to, as Tony Villar, we learned, to keep his lifestyle up. Right.
His lifestyle.
Remember, Tony Villar was leaving the mayor's office. They were worried about how he was going to pay for things because he was used to an extravagant lifestyle. But then he glommed on as a consultant to a couple of big banks and stuff, so I guess he made some money.
Where are the women at, guys?
One goof after another. And the thing is, they're all self-righteous. They're all full of themselves. They're all pompous and pontificating all day and night. It's just...
For Cedillo, he's got 2 more months of pay coming. It's about $36,000. Not as much as De Leon, but, he doesn't want to... He doesn't know what the future is. He will get a pension, though.
Yeah, he's 68 already.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still young enough to do something.
Right.
He seems like he's in good health.
And, of course, this being NPR, the article likes to point out how much more they're paid versus the average person in their council district. In De Leon's council district, the median household income is about $44,000.
You know something?
26% are living in poverty.
All right, so he had 25,000 votes. That's all it took to win that seat, because hardly anybody in his district vote. The median income, is $44,000. That means half the people in his district make less than $44,000. And this is for a household. This is including all the adults working. $44,000. That's astonishingly low. That's really poor.
Vote.
Do they know, though, how much money he's cost them with all of his global warming tax increases? They don't know that. He was the lead on some of this global warming nonsense that created all these taxes at the pump and on industry and on the oil and gas drilling that was passed down to us. He's cost them thousands of dollars. But nobody knows that. But they vote for him. Well, he's one of us. I mean, he's a crook.
Apparently, from what we understand, he can stay if he wants. Even if they do affect a recall, that won't be for a while. And according to the city charter, as long as his office is carrying out duties for constituents, he's not considered to be resigned or quit.
They should recall him because he's a big reason gas in their district costs $2.50 more than the rest of the country. He's personally responsible. You could look up all the laws that he shepherded through the Senate.
I just remember SB 54, the sanctuary state bill.
Yeah.
Because he was out front with that one, talking about his family members. They were, faking IDs, doing identity theft or something. Remember, he was talking about they've committed some of these, quote, so-called crimes to survive. But he was pushing for SB 54 as it affect criminals. All right, when we come back, first thing you're going to hear, almost, after John's voice, is your chance to win some money. It is the final keyword of the day for the cash inflation bonus money. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Act, De Leon, 2012.
He authored it?
Yep, Senate Bill 535.
Great.
Now let's go to Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
A teenage girl is...
Ah, it's time again.
Now, your chance to win $1,000.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Credit. That's credit. C-R-E-D-I-T.
Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash.
Powered by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
If you're hurt in an accident, winning is everything.
Call the winning attorneys at Sweet James.
800-500-5200.
That's 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you.
Drifted off.
Tell them what to do.
Credit.
Come on, Biden.
Credit. That's what you enter to KFIAM640.com/cash. Do not text. You'll be notified by email. Check your junk and spam folders and listen to KFI. They do it again tomorrow, starting in the 9 o'clock hour all the way through 5:20. Another keyword.
Good going.
Lost
I'm
focus.
Sorry, I'm distracted by an ad for Jared Kushner's best-selling book, Breaking History, a White House memoir.
Yeah, I want to read that.
I'm shocked to find out, like, I was been watching some of these Celebrity Jeopardy Wheel of Fortune shows. Not only do I not know any of the celebrity contestants, they all have books. All of them are talking about books. The world of books just fascinates
well,
me.
Well, you can self-publish now and sell a lot on Amazon if you can get publicity for yourself.
I guess if you have a social media following, they might buy your book.
Yeah, and they do. I mean, these people have hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people. So
they're bots. Get out of here. Deborah Mark has bots following her.
Oh, I'm sure.
Deborah is a bot.
Yeah, I am.
Deborah bot.
There we go.
A verdict came down today out of Wisconsin. November 21st, 2021. A guy driving an SUV, a red Ford Escape, plowed through people at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Six died, 61 injured. The man arrested. Remember, this is the guy that ran to like somebody's house and tried to hide there?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that couple that he just was banging on the front door asking for help like he was homeless? They didn't put two and two together right away, and then they realized this might be the guy the cops are looking for in the parade, mowing down people at the parade. His name is Daryl Brooks. Couple of things happened with this trial. It took a while because he decided at the last minute to represent himself. Yep. And he was disrupting the court constantly to the point where several times he had to be removed to an adjoining room and given like a headset and a monitor to follow the proceedings. He wanted to present himself as a sovereign citizen. Oh, we know that term, don't we, John? That was big on this show 10 or 20 years ago. Everybody was considering themselves a sovereign
citizen.
Well, it's
the ones who didn't want to pay taxes. It was part of the militia movement. And
that's right.
They didn't recognize the U.S. government's rule over their lives.
Yeah.
So you declared yourself sovereign citizen. You're like a self-governing, you're your own nation.
That's right. You do not report to any government. They're all phony.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
So he was challenging the jurisdiction of the court over him because he's a sovereign citizen. And he kept yelling, provide me proof of your jurisdiction. But the judge in this case must have gone crazy trying
The judge actually provided proof.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she issued a written ruling on the court's jurisdiction explaining it to him. But he never accepted it.
Well, she probably didn't want him to have any basis for an appeal, so she just went through the motions of trying to satisfy this mental patient.
This was 76 charges.
61 people were injured along with the six that were killed.
First-degree intentional homicide. Got guilty on everything.
Everything. I heard a couple of points he tried to make. He tried to convince the jury that this was not done on purpose. This was just a terrible accident. But
you don't accidentally run over 76 people. That's not possible.
They also charged him with, they dropped the charges, but there were two domestic violence charges involving his ex-girlfriend, but they did drop those. There were originally like 80 something charges against him. But and remember what happened after this, and I didn't really follow it up, but people said this should have been a hate crime too. Because these are all like older white people.
Right. And he's black. Over. Yeah. Oh, if it was the reverse, it would have been a hate crime. Absolutely. It would have been covered as a racial hate crime by the media. Instead, this particular story became a footnote.
Yeah. But, wasn't there a report at the time that he was running from something, which is why he jumped into the SUV and just fled? And he was in such a hurry that he didn't care that there were people on the parade route. I thought I remember seeing that, but I don't remember what it was he was running from. Maybe it was the domestic violence situation.
Yeah, nobody wanted to cover this thing once it happened.
No, that was the complaint, that the media didn't care because the victims were white.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
2021 Christmas parade. Yeah. So we're still in the throes of the George Floyd revolt. So this kind of crime would not be considered worthy of national media coverage.
Right. The judge in the case was Jennifer DeRoe. It took her 25 minutes to read the guilty verdicts on all 76 charges. Wow.
Now, is he going to get the death penalty?
I don't know. That was
first-degree intentional homicide. I mean, what are they?
Wisconsin, maybe they do have a death row, but they don't execute anybody as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't remember them coming up at all.
No. He did not really react much. He just sat there with his head in his folded hands, his elbows on the table. So representing himself, is he now going to appeal his own?
Does not have the death penalty. Come on.
See?
Oh. Apparently in the old days, they did. Murder trials and hangings occurred regularly back in the 1800s.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. 1853, though, they got rid of the death penalty.
Really?
Yeah.
He kept objecting. I remember I was following this for a while, standing up in court and just putting on a show. Object. Boy, an 8-year-old died. That's terrible. The sixth victim was an 8-year-old named Jackson Sparks. Not that I don't feel bad that the other victims were elderly and they died, but...
Do you know why they got rid of the death penalty?
No.
It's a bizarre story. There was a new law in 1849. The death penalty would just be for first-degree murder. And the first guy put to death was John McCaffrey of Kenosha. Murdered his wife, and he was hanged publicly before an audience of several thousand people. Such a big crowd, it became a spectacle. And the hanging and the crowd upset a lot of people, so they decided to abolish it by 1853.
Look at that.
I guess people were enjoying themselves too much.
Nah. They are going to hold this year's Christmas parade. They're not going to drop the tradition because of this, but clearly a lot more security. A bunch of barriers will be put up to make sure no vehicles can drive through any of the area. But they're going to hold it 2 weeks later, so it won't happen until the first Sunday in December. So they're trying to rebuild life there. All right, when we come back, Gavin Newsom, apparently proud that while the California test scores for the kids were abysmal, we didn't sink as much as the other states, but, you know, you need to hear a longer explanation as to how bad the student test scores are in California. Yeah. We'll get into it coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
But, you know, vote for him again.
All right. The Moist Line is roaring back around in just 2 days. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon. You can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. John loves to hear from all of you. He really looks forward to Friday's Moist Line. He embraces it.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of news nuggets. Guess who moved into Twitter HQ? Elon Musk. For some reason, he was carrying a sink, but he made a joke about it. Let this sink in. He was actually carrying like a little bathroom sink.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't get it. But
he is referring to himself, and I do like this, as the chief twit. Let's see if he lays off
He's supposed to lay off 75% of the staff.
That's what he's threatening to do.
Yeah.
Probably.
All those.
I always wondered what people do with those social media companies.
They censor people's opinions. That's what they do.
I thought you have like a computer algorithm that does
that. They walk around getting offended.
Big story today, and I did find out something I've been waiting hours to find out. One nugget. Beverly Baker is the woman that's making world news. The video is everywhere. She's the Pasadena woman that went up to a neighbor's home. A neighbor, family lives several blocks away, and took a pickaxe to the house. It is troubling. It is like almost a perfect Halloween video. She looks like something from a horror movie, from her outfit to the pickaxe. And she just starts smashing the windows and sides of the house. And thankfully, nobody was hurt. There was a baby in a bassinet, but a grandmother scooped up the baby quickly before the glass smashed into the room. This is what I so did I say, John, earlier? I wanted to see anybody that knows her would say anything. Okay? There is somebody that's emerged. No name, but it is the ex-husband.
The ex-husband.
The ex-husband says
yeah,
she's clearly suffering a mental health crisis.
Oh,
that's
thanks.
All he said.
Well,
I
thanks,
know.
Genius.
It wasn't much, but somebody surfaced, an ex-husband.
Well, he's probably happy he got out of there alive. Can you imagine what he saw inside the house?
She actually walks up to the house, smashes it, walks away, comes back again.
Yeah, smashes all the windows. They had these floor-to-ceiling doors, and she wiped out every single window, and then the glass shattered and fell into the bassinet, and the grandma had rescued the baby just 5 seconds before all this glass landed in the in her bed there.
Well, we don't know is why this house, because she lives blocks away. So I thought when I saw the headline last night, it's got to be a homeless person. It's not. She lives.
No, I mean,
65 years old, too.
Yeah. Long black curls, spooky looking. And she had a long green-blue dress right down to the floor. I don't know. The guy who owns the house, or the father of the baby, said that that this was a targeted attack on his family.
That's what he thinks.
I don't know what
she said. She does say, "Get out," just like the movie. Get out. Oh, maybe he took that to mean.
She yelled, "Questions? Questions? Anyone? I'll be back. Get out." Questions?
I wouldn't have come out to ask any questions.
Oh,
no,
God.
Sir. I won't be at that press conference. Let's turn our attentions to Governor Dippity Doo. Sunday night.
Speaking of get out.
Newsom issued a press release claiming that just released educational assessment data shows that California performed better than most other states and the nation on the National Assessment of Educational Progress data. These are the student test scores that we talked about the other day. So he wanted to use this opportunity to brag a bit. And he loves to compare us to other states. Eat your heart out, Texas, Florida. He even claimed that the National Assessment of Educational Progress data show California students held steady in reading while the nation declined, lost less ground in math than students nationally.
Held steady at an
extremely low rate.
Right. There's not much more to fall.
Honestly,
you just can't get much lower than we are already. So even having a catastrophic year and a half with most of the schools closed could damage these low ratings. You know, at some point, there's just a certain percentage of intelligent, resilient kids who are motivated to learn, and there's nothing you could do to them. And I think that's all that's left. You know what? What the California Globe has is a much better perspective here. They took a three-year time period from 2019 to 2022, and they looked at different demographics, math proficiency, because the children are particularly awful in math in this state. White students dropped from 47% to 34% proficiency in 3 years.
Wow.
Black students dropped from 10% to 7% proficiency.
You're getting close to the margin of error there.
Hispanic students dropped from 15 to 11%. This is what I'm saying. When you're at 7 and 11%, there's very little room to fall lower.
And what does proficiency mean? That you're just at a level where you got enough to...
That you're doing what the minimum requirements for your age.
For your age, right,
yeah.
Your grade, right.
Low-income students, 11%. Those are the ones eligible for the free school lunch program. So we give them all that free food, get nothing for it.
Even affluent students drop from 50% to 41%. Wow.
Reading is bad, too. White students drop from 45 to 39. This is over a three-year period. Yeah, this is, by the way, Newsom's entire term as governor. Lying sack. Black students slightly increased, 10 to 15%. Hispanic students, 19 to 20. Low-income students, 18 to 20. This is reading again. And affluent students decreased a bit from 47 to 45. I what I don't understand is, because there's constant public prattling about the children, why are we so cruel to them? Why do we create school systems that fail them so badly? Yeah, and that story last hour, how, you know, in Bonn and West L.A.,
oh, right.
We allow all the homeless and
traumatized
to traumatize the kids. Why do we do that? What is that about? I mean, we all know what the problems are. We hear about them constantly, and nothing changes. And even the kids' parents at these schools don't try to facilitate any change.
And again, the most powerful union in the state is the California Teachers Union.
And why are they so cruel? There's like some strange psychosis that's overtaken the whole society.
It's also the creeping crawl. We've had so much migration over the decades where you're bringing in kids that don't know the language and they come from low-income families. It's like an impossible task to get them up to a proficiency level, and that has only worsened.
Oh,
we're still seeing the effects of that.
But that's what strikes me. Even the affluent students, you can't even
get... Yeah, they dropped too, I know.
You can't even get a 50% rating on that.
That is weird, yeah.
It's below 50 for reading and math. All right, so they have all the money. They come from privilege. And still, more than half of them don't know what they're doing.
Is some of that the Zoom school?
Well, that's the thing. It goes back to 2019, this particular study. So... It was bad in 2019.
Yeah.
It's always been bad in California. Why?
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, Jerry Lee Lewis is alive, but...
Still?
Tim Goh died. He is a radio presenter in Britain who died while on the air. Isn't that like your biggest nightmare to just...
Well, what did that sound like?
I think a record was playing at the time.
And
he was broadcasting from home, so I guess nobody knew, from a studio in his home. And I guess once the record just went or whatever used to play the music.
So it didn't happen while he was actually speaking on the air?
No, I don't think it did. No.
Oh, all right. Because I was going to say, I wanted to hear a clip of that.
That's pretty ghoulish. Happy Halloween.
Oh, you'd listen to it?
I'm going to take a pickaxe to your house.
If you read that some guy died on the air, you'd want to hear what kind of like weird noise he made and what it's
seizing up.
That's right. If you heard a death rattle before he hit the floor,
some sort of croak.
Yeah, like a.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, you're helping out.
Little gagging sound.
We have another shortage to report on, and this may be more serious than you think. We're running out of helium. A global helium shortage.
This has been going on for years.
You're right, because I remember you told me years ago when you went to the balloon store.
Yes.
They didn't have any helium.
No, and I was outraged.
Your kid's balloons.
I thought
to keep them afloat.
I thought it was local mismanagement. I didn't realize it was a worldwide problem.
It is. And apparently it is extracted from the Earth, in case people weren't sure where helium comes from.
Isn't that
strange? More than just the balloons, it's used in MRIs. I didn't know this.
Yeah, MRIs cannot work without them.
An MRI can't function without some 2,000 liters of ultra-cold liquid helium keeping the magnets cool enough to work. Helium is found deep within the Earth's crust, and it's running low, and hospitals are trying to figure out what are they going to do with a scarcer supply. They may tell you, sorry, we can't do your MRI. We have no helium. Bring your own helium.
Well, they have to keep it liquid. Helium boils at minus 452 degrees. So you have to keep it extremely cold. It's the coldest element on Earth, liquid helium.
Wow.
And helium lets the magnetic current travel resistance-free. And that's why the MRI can work.
But you were right. I remember there were problems with helium years ago. It may be getting worse. And one of the reasons, believe it or not, is Russia. An enormous new facility in eastern Russia was supposed to supply nearly one-third of the world's helium. But a fire last January derailed the timeline. It could resume operations, but the war in Ukraine has stopped trade between the two countries.
Right.
It's always about Putin.
You know what? We don't.
It's oil. It's helium.
No, but do you know?
Natural gas.
All the important stuff that we need in modern life, we don't have any control over. Like the Russians have a third of the helium, right? And they're not going to give us any helium for a long time. And it's like the Chinese have control over cobalt and all those other elements they need to create electric car batteries.
Yes.
Because they bought up all the mines in the Congo.
Right.
And that other story, we didn't get to it today, but a huge chip manufacturer is in Taiwan, and if China ever barges into Taiwan and takes it over, we might be out of luck.
They think it could be as big as the 1929 stock market crash.
Yeah, because they...
We need those chips.
They not only produce an enormous number of chips, they produce the most advanced chips, and all our computers are tuned to use these advanced chips. And only now are our companies starting the process of building chip factories in this country. Of course, it takes years and billions of dollars to get a factory going, and they say their products still won't be as good as this company in Taiwan called TSMC.
Well, we really are on the edge with a lot of things.
The worst thing we ever did was to outsource all the manufacturing to China, Taiwan, Vietnam, everywhere else.
Yeah, we're paying the price, aren't we?
Preposterous. Well, because they did it because it's so much cheaper. People work at slave wages. There's no environmental laws there.
That's right. Well, everything's about getting cheaper goods.
Yeah, but this is going to cost everybody a hell of a lot now.
Why do you think Walmart stuff is cheap?
Cheaper? Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, you always end up paying for it. We're going to get bitten by that theory. Oh, I didn't think you were coming in.
Yeah, we were told you're not going to make it.
Well, I made it. I got
that
stuck.
Long commute?
I got stuck in traffic on Olive. There was I missed a light there. I thought I was going to make it. Elon Musk walks into Twitter. He'll own that thing as of Friday. That's got to be pretty cool to walk into a company like that you paid $40 billion for, and you're the big guy now.
Yeah.
Until
you meet the employees.
Right.
They realize you spent spent $40 billion on this crowd.
Right. For employees that 98% of them hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What can you do? LA City Council. We'll talk to Blake Trolley about the LA City Council. I guess Kevin DeLeon and Gil Cedillo are not going anymore.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's breaking news.
Yeah, that's breaking news right there. And then we also have, what is this? Oh, the government's going to make putting $1 billion for electric school buses. You ever seen one of these things catch fire, these electric school buses?
Not seen it, no.
Years ago, I saw photos.
Yeah.
Because we had electric buses in L.A., and if they went uphill...
They burn up.
They would burn up, catch fire. In fact, David Goldstein had a report of all the burned-out buses that the city keeps in an abandoned lot.
Yes, right, exactly.
You remember that?
Yeah, exactly. So the school buses that catch fire are now going to be transporting our kids. So good idea. And police seeking to identify a man who stole 14 ATM machines in Brea. You got to give it to that guy, right?
Those are heavy, aren't they?
That's a good haul.
They're extremely heavy, and usually one has around $40,000 to $60,000 in it. But that wasn't enough for him, right? He was going for it in life. And you got to give it to him, the guy. Well, you know, maybe he's listening right now, enjoying a beer.
That's
and just
a seven-figure haul, then.
Yeah, right. Look, my dad always says, you shouldn't commit crime, but if you're going to do it, you got to retire on it. You know, you can't do this petty crap where you steal a piece of pizza from 7-Eleven.
Go big.
Yes, exactly. and if I walk into another 7-Eleven where the clerk looks at me like I'm stealing something, I'm going to go ape-s. Every time I walk into any 7-Eleven, the guy looks at me like I'm stealing crap.
You? Wow.
Everybody. It's the weirdest customer service I've ever seen
in my
life.
They're all traumatized.
And then I paid for something, and I was supposed to get, it was a $6 item, and I was supposed to get $14 back in change. So I gave the guy a one. I go, give me a 10 and two fives. He goes, oh, I'd only have ones. I go, what? So I got to go four. This is like, it's like dealing a homeless guy. I said, the guy outside the door begging has 20s. He does. I saw him on the way in.
Big dog.
And his potty had 20s. And they, every time a 7-Eleven gets a 20, man, they goes right in the safe and they jump on it and protect it. And God almighty, that's a business that's got to change. The crappy food there. Don't get me started, John. Don't get me started.
Hey, you got all night.
All right. Four hours of this. Ding dog.
Highway's next.
Ding dog.
With the news.
Go.
KFI, KSDHD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.